Tlingit potatoes are long and thin, covered in eyes, more like a fingerling than a russet. Often called Maria's potato, named for the weaver and artist Maria Miller, who grew them for years in Haines. And according to Michelle Putz of the Forest Service, they grow well in Southeast Alaska.
It's a very well-adapted plant. It does much better in our gardens than your typical European potato. Mm-hmm. The slugs don't even hardly eat it.
2 years ago, the Forest Service and Sitka Tribe of Alaska joined forces to plant a potato garden full of this local ancient variety. SDA Cultural Resources Coordinator Tammy Young says the project came from a desire to educate and make traditional food more accessible to the community.
We have ongoing issues here in the community of Sitka, and one of the issues being food security. And we hope that we'll be able to teach other people how to grow this resource that's been in this part of the world for a little over 200 years.
They started with potatoes Putz received from a Sitka family that had been passing down the seedlings for generations. Community volunteers and Pacific High students planted them. But then, as word got around about the garden, more potatoes started showing up at Putz's doorstep.
Someone else in town said, you know, I have this potato from Tenneke that's supposed to be a Tlingit potato. I'd like to give it to you so you could grow it. And it was huge. It was the biggest Tlingit potato I'd ever seen. It was easily over a pound, and it had to be like 12 inches long by, 4 inches across.
Dubbed the Tenneke Giant, Putz says when she planted it, that one potato yielded 17 pounds of new spuds.
And that's huge production. I mean, when you plant European potatoes, I've been told that, 5 or 6 pounds from one potato is really good production. So 17 pounds is kind of ridiculous.
But it didn't look like the other Tlingit potatoes. It was much bigger. Was it from the same strain Putz initially planted?
It seemed really valuable to try and see, is this a Tlingit potato? And if yes, then I'd better start sharing these really widely. And if it's not, then what is it?
Enter Elizabeth Cunibay. She's known by many as the Potato Lady. Cunibay is a wildlife and decoy woodcarver in Juneau working on her PhD. And in her studies, she specialized in potatoes and ancient gardening practices in Alaska.
Mainly when anthropologists asking questions for land designations in the 40s, people would talk about fishing and hunting and berry patches, but nobody really asked them if they gardened.
But oral history, passed down through generations of family members, as well as detailed captain's logs dating back to the 1700s, told a different story, confirming that the potatoes didn't arrive with Europeans, but were brought back with the Tlingit people from South America. So when Cunibay received some of Maria's potatoes, she wanted to learn more.
Then I looked at the potato and I said, that would be interesting if we could analyze its DNA and find out anything about it.
She reached out to the Potato Genome Project, research being done through the USDA, and began to learn more about potato genetics.
When you analyze the DNA of a potato, they have the continual genetic line of the same potato that arrived because they're planted, vegetatively, so they're actually clones. So the geneticist looked at Maria's Tlingit potato and said, oh, it's never been grown in Europe. Prior to this research, everybody, that was talking about potatoes or interested in them thought that they were brought over from Europe by settlers.
She says there are three potatoes growing in the Pacific Northwest with similar characteristics. Macaw Nation potatoes from the Olympic Peninsula and Haida potatoes each are comparable to Tlingit potatoes.
Are all these potatoes the same, or is each one, its own variety?
Cunibay is collecting samples of all the potatoes, including the potatoes from Sitka's garden and the Tenneke Giant, to be tested in Washington later this year. Testing a potato's DNA isn't as simple as extracting the chromosomes. It takes time.
The technique is you grow out the potato, and then you get the leaves and extract the DNA from the leaves of the potato. So it takes a while.
But the time is worth it to many. Young of STA says it's important to get some answers.
It's a part of our history, and documenting our history from our own vantage point is always important to us. And facilitating the opportunity for our young tribal members to learn a new skill.
Whatever they find, it's clear the potatoes will continue to flourish in Southeast Gardens and be appealing on the dinner plate. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.